I'd like to call to order the August 27th meeting of the Elected Officials Compensation Advisory Commission. And our first order is the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll go ahead and take the roll. Thomas J. Pierce?
Here, are present.
Peggy Hazlett?
Present.
Rosina Monta?
Present.
Christina Roman? Juan Figueroa?
Hello, good evening, present.
James A. Hall?
James?
James?
Roll call.
James Hall?
Oh, I'm sorry, here.
Charlene Dixon?
Present.
Michael Takia?
Present.
And Gary L. Sylvia? Also present, we have staff liaison Helen Tran, of course, and Councilwoman Virginia Marquez.
As an observer.
Observer.
So, moving on to AA, public comments. Public comments. Then we proceed to AB. Agenda additions? Any additions to the agenda? No additions. So we move on to the consent calendar. And the one item there is item A1, the minutes, which are attached there.
Move to approve.
Easy to it, second.
I'll second you. I was waiting.
So we have a motion from Peggy to approve the minutes, seconded by Juan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. So we now move on to A2, final review of recommendations on the Mayor and City Council compensation and benefits, scheduled to be presented at the September 5th, 2018. Mayor and City Council meeting, and also included with A2 is identification of spokesperson for commission. Now, as I look at A2, it has kind of three parts to it, it appears. That there's a draft memo that's several pages from the city manager by Helen Tran to the mayor and council, kind of summarizing the work of the commission and our recommendations. And then there's several pages that constitute the draft version of the ordinance that would be based on the committee's work and its recommendations. And then the third part is, I guess, a draft version of a PowerPoint presentation to the council. So I guess the question is, you know, how does the commission want to proceed here? But we could have Helen kind of present these three basic parts, and maybe in each part, give people an opportunity to comment on that and see if they agree, for example, that the presentation of or the draft that indicates what we've decided and what we've considered, see if the way that's written up people feel reflects what we actually talked about here. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess after that we can get to this identification of the spokesperson business. So Helen, would you like to just to talk about, just briefly, about these three parts? Or would you like me to talk? I mean, that first part is, again, the request for council action. It's actually dated September 5th. It's obviously a draft. And it's from Andrea Miller, city manager, by Helen Tran. And, you know, it basically looks like writing up what the committee has discussed and the recommendations that we've made. Do you have comments on that?
Yes.
What page are you on?
I'm not sure. So it would be right after.
That's page 2. So the first page you just flipped over, that's the first page. Right.
Okay.
So this is the staff report of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages. It's a staff report to be presented to the mayor and city council about what has transpired since the new charter came into place, voted by the voters November 8th, 2016, and how the advisory commission have come to be, and that since the commission have met and discussed about the compensation of the mayor and the elected officials' compensation, how has that transpired, and how has that led to the recommendations for the first reading of the ordinance, first public hearing, and because there are multiple steps to that. So you would have first hearing, introducing the first ordinance to the city council, and then we would have to go back for the second hearing. Then it's adopted 30 days after that. So this really just summarizes everything that commission has gone through since they first, everyone here has met, and there are, you all met in 5 different occasions, and it's really, I would like for you to kind of just look at that, and if there's any comments, did we miss anything, we did our best to really incorporate all those meetings and how what was discussed, how the recommendation came to be. One thing I do want to add is that page 4, right under the chart of the city council salary benefits, that we did some rewording. After we'll be passing out the revised is the first paragraph, and we want to really say that the recommended annual salary is $14,000 per year, which is close to the average of the surveyed comparison cities and equals approximately 1/7 of the mayor's salary. Because the termination was not based on the 1/7 of the mayor's salary, it was really determined based on the average salaries, and it made no sense, but it does match to about approximately 1/7 of the mayor's salary. Okay, so that we just want to clarify that language there for you.
Can I ask one thing?
Yes.
I looked over this, and the one thing I wanted to ask about was the fiscal impact, mm-hmm. and it gives a proposed recommendation that cost $110,000. Now, from my figuring, that's based on the $14,000 annual salary. So that means that their benefits do not impact. There's no fiscal impact on the benefits.
No, there is, or actually slight reduction, because the auto allowance was reduced from 750 to 500, so there is a slight reduction.
Okay.
So the increase really is just the salaries portion,
okay.
And the total amount really reflects 6 months, right, because this won't be effective to January 1st, 2019, and it's only the impact of where it's at currently and the difference,
okay.
from the current to the increase.
I see.
Okay.
So we didn't make any changes to
it. No,
right.
Plus the mayor's salary is already in place.
Right. So it's a very, right.
It's a very, what, like 3% increase in the mayor's salary?
It's under that, but it's very small, so it's not much. So that encompasses the mayor's increase and the city council's increase. So $55,000 is what the impact could be. So that's the staff report. Any other questions on the staff report or clarification or?
I'm not sure at what point this might come up, but you mentioned how somebody, I'm not sure who, will present this as far as how we, how all of this led to this recommendation. If in the event the council decides to ask, how did we kind of come to this conclusion? What other options were considered? How did we kind of cobble together this little, this recommendation? Who would then present that, or is that just not at all presented to them?
It would be presented. So that's where this PowerPoint comes into play. I believe everyone has a draft of the PowerPoint against the still draft, and we want to go over it with the committee here, commission here. I think from the previous discussions we've had, that we've mentioned that Thomas Pierce, chairman, could be the person who presents this, if this is in the group by the entire commission here, to have chairperson Thomas Pierce present the recommendation, how we got to the recommendation, because how I've envisioned this to work is, I would start off the presentation, and you know, going through the introduction as far as how we got to, how did we come up with the advisory commission, and what led to that, because the voters voted in November 2016 as such. And then when it gets to the point where, okay, we're diving into the discussion, research, recommendation, I will then turn that over to the spokesperson. So if we decide, and I'd like to make sure that we are clear who we decide the spokesperson to be for next week's meeting, we want to notate that, so that way we can finalize that the spokesperson to be there. And then, you know, that discussion can be brought up as far as, you know, we looked at this, we looked at that, and you know, those are the things that we want to kind of talk about here. So we can look at the PowerPoint and see if we want to add more to it, or, you know, is it clear, or maybe just add to your, you know, this, to your, you know, presentation as you talk through it. So those are the things that we want to kind of go through together.
Yeah, that was kind of my inquiry is, there were people in here that made some recommendations that I liked, but that weren't ultimately implemented into this.
Right.
And I was wondering if maybe that might
and
come
that,
up. And
right. And the presentation would be important to have that. So I think it's good to discuss thoroughly how did the commission get to the point of the recommendation? What was discussed? Because, yes, the questions would be raised as far as what else did you come up with? Was that logical? Did that make sense? And collectively, you know, how the commission came up with the final recommendation, this is where it came up to. Absolutely. So, I mean, let me just go through this is the ordinance. This is what would be presented, and this has gone through the legal review as far as, you know, making sure that the legal language is all there. It's 5 pages. You know, I think this really incorporates all of the recommendations that was considered. And we also included the mayor and city council summary as far as the survey. So that's part of the attachment to staff reports.
So Helen, it's really just on that, what that's like, 3 pages and then the signature of the city attorney. But it's really just that first page that mentions what the commission's recommendations are. And then the rest of, well, no, it's like on the second page too. Auto allowance, yeah,
right.
Okay. And then the third page gets into
the legal
end of things. Yeah, okay.
And what we could do is maybe it's best we go through the PowerPoint and then go from there. Or do you want to talk about who we should identify as a spokesperson and then we have a consensus?
Yeah, I think is Tom willing to do that?
Yeah, I'm willing. And let me say, if I do, you know, if you decide you want me to do that, I'm going to try to. It won't be like my point of view. I'll do my best to make sure I'm bringing out all of the points about the main points of the discussion and what the commission's point of view.
You're the jury foreman, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yes, that's a good way to say it. Helen, can I just ask one thing?
Yes, absolutely.
So we had those pages that were the, that represent the ordinance, the draft of the ordinance,
right.
And then, at least in my packet, the page after that is the mayor summary.
There should be a city council summary, so.
Is there?
But then
there's that same table is several pages later. So do you want two of them?
Well, the PowerPoint is there to kind of show how you got to where you got
okay.
to the recommendation. Staff report, it helps kind of give an overview of everything for the public, the council members, and the mayor to see, you know, the staff report in as a whole. The PowerPoint
okay.
really is what we need to present to the public.
Right.
So it's more of, you know, I know there's a duplicate, but then it's really good to have, well, how did you get to the recommendation?
Sure,
you need
sure.
this information. Staff went out and surveyed and provided this information, and this is how we were able to get, you know, make informed decisions for the recommendations.
Okay.
So do you think they're going to call Thomas up, or they're going to keep you on the hot seat?
I would.
I think they should call the chair up of the committee. I think he usually is.
He's very articulate.
I think
he'll represent all of you.
No, I just think they usually stay on the staff or the director.
Well, I would like to have Thomas with me.
Okay.
From the start to, and I think having it hand in hand as far as the staff liaison and the spokesperson of the commission would show that there is. This is how we got to where we got.
Yeah.
So that way it's not.
Well, that's what my fear is I don't think they'll take on an appointed, you know. So if we feel this is going to be contentious, let's have you just step around, Thomas, because I don't think they're going to beat Thomas up. That's all I'm saying.
I hope not.
Okay, I mean, I think, you know, this is
like,
why
hi, okay? Put the big guy out there, like, oh, all not the mayor public is. I would hate to see them go sideways on me, is all I'm saying.
I don't think they're the best.
Okay. I mean, all my years of doing this, I rarely saw them take on somebody, a commissioner. So
right,
I come after
right.
staff. I rarely
oh,
see them come
I
after.
Right.
I rarely see them come after a commissioner. So.
Right.
You know, so I think if they, like I said, I don't think they're going to take that opportunity to put Thomas there if they're going to be aggressive.
Right.
I think they're going to keep you on the hot seat.
They really shouldn't. I mean, it's. This was our decision as
yeah,
a
you're
commission.
Darn right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that, so
this
I'm hopeful. Of, yeah.
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
all we're doing is saying, you know, we were serious about this.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I think
and,
we all should be in the audience.
Yes, and that's.
People can be, you know.
Right.
If,
is this on the 5th?
Yeah. It's on the 5th, and that's something we want to kind of mention. You know, if any of the commissioners can be there to show support of how this has been thought through and the process and so forth would
mm-hmm.
be. Well, I did ask that, you know, since this will be under the staff report, that this could go first. Once the consent items are you know, gone through and then if there's any rules after that, it goes to the staff report. So I think this will be the first item that will go
okay.
on
they
the
start
agenda.
At 6?
Five, but generally to the items and so forth, about 5:36 is when they start going.
So this is a
items.
Public hearing now?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be.
Right.
But I think we all should just like reserve our seats front row. Right up close and personal, right up close and personal to those council members. Like, right up.
May I ask, are the meetings in the old RDA building up on the roof?
Yes,
so
the ramp that goes up.
Okay.
Fifth
floor
parking
structure.
Okay, it's just in that meeting room there. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I said, we're going to sit close. Shoulder to shoulder, just like, look.
She'd look menacing.
I'll take that role.
I can look really,
bring
really
your
tough.
Bring your
pitchfork
and
oh my God.
I'm original. I'm OG 909, so bring it. So we're missing a page. We're missing the
we're,
council.
It's the city council. And it's
okay,
the same
so
thing that what you see in the
okay.
PowerPoint. It's the same document. So it looks like we
okay.
overlooked that. So our apologies. But I mean, if you want, we can go through the PowerPoint and perhaps we can go from there.
Yes.
So we agree that we will have Chairperson Thomas Pierce be the spokesperson for next week's meeting. I will start off with a PowerPoint by talking about the current salary that's established by the section of the former city charter and what that means. Regarding the mayor's salary, city council member's salary, what that current amount looks like, Then the new charter adopted by voters on November 8th, 2016. Of course, the new charter adopted by voters require that compensation for elected officials be adopted by ordinance after public hearing and considering the recommendations of an advisor commission. So then on February 21st, so I'm pretty much going through the chronological order as far as how did this come about. Mm-hmm. So really giving that backdrop, and I think it's very helpful, right? Because it's a good refresher. On February 21st, 2018, the elected official compensation advisory commission was established by ordinance number MC 1463. Then the new charter adopted by voters on November. Okay, so then we go into about the advisory commission. Since its establishment, the commission has met 5 occasions to discuss the setting of compensation and benefits for the mayor, city council, and what did, what's the role of the commissioners, review the benefits and compensation against other California charter and general law cities, also review the government provisions for compensation of city elected officials and general law cities. That's when I introduce our chairperson, Thomas Peer, our spokesperson, and then he can go into how first we start off the mayors. This is the survey that staff have put together for the commissioners to review, right? And then we go into the key points.
And Helen, can I, yes? As we go through these, if there are particular things that you feel I should be mentioning as we go through here, please let me know.
Mm-hmm. I'll have you take over, so that way you're going into your portion of it.
Okay.
Now that I've introduced you, then you're going to go. Then that way we have a little walkthrough of what we're looking at.
Okay. we first looked at mayor's compensation. We had information provided to us from other charter cities that have full-time mayors. We saw that there was most of those cities had substantially larger populations than San Bernardino, differing median household incomes. We saw that the mayor's salary was less than the average, and the same with the benefits. And that even though we were at our mayor's compensation is a little over $118,000 versus an average of $149,000, as the commissioners generally agreed that the compensation for the mayor was kind of reasonable. Partly because even though most of these other cities paid more, that they were had substantially greater populations than San Bernardino. We did make that point that we wanted to make sure that the salaries was high enough it wouldn't discourage people from considering running for mayor. And we wanted, as is noted here, we wanted to attract a diverse talent pool. Now, as I look at this, like Juan, one of the things you brought up around that time, you also asked for beyond this information about what the mayors were earning in some of these in charter cities. I remember you asked for information on what kind of managers and in the city. You were looking at that. Now, is that something that I should mention too?
I don't find that necessary. Okay. Unless they ask, of course, how the sausage was made.
That's
actually necessary.
Okay. All right. So, and then we, you know, we noted that the mayor's salary since, what is it, 2002, has been set at about 50% of the salary of a Superior Court judge. And again, that has resulted in currently that compensation being about $118,000. And I think it was our general feeling that that 50% figure was working reasonably well, kind of. Is that a fair statement, that that was working? It's been working kind of reasonably well, and we felt that after quite a bit of discussion, we went around the table, that probably sticking with the 50% was a sensible thing. As far as the benefits, we didn't really talk about any changes to the benefits. The auto allowance, we talked about keeping that the same. And now we're talking about reducing the car allowance for the council, but we felt that given the full-time nature of the mayor's position, and the fact that there were a couple of the other comparison cities that actually were, I think, paying $1,000 a month, that we weren't recommending a reduction in the auto allowance. So basically the benefits are the same, and the salary continues at 50% of Superior Court judge.
I think we need to recognize that we did talk a lot and we asked for additional compensation that the mayor gets during his roles and activities in other commissions or appointed positions that he holds. So any other stipends that he gets in his normal roles and responsibilities as mayor, as a full-time mayor, the additional stipends that he gets totals about an additional $12,000 annually, correct? Yeah. Correct, is that what it was? So we recognize additional compensation.
So I could bring that up where we have the $118,000, we could say, but in addition to that, the salary.
That in recognizing 50% of the Superior Court judge, we also recognize that during his roles and responsibilities as a full-time mayor, that he is compensated by outside commissions and agencies that he's.
I can also note, and just because you mentioned it, since 2002, established mayor salary 50% might be a good kind of historical history of how that has
that was off the top of my head. Is that the right date?
So we just say since 2002, established mayor salary 50%, so that kind of gives that history.
It is outlined, though, in new staff reports. Somewhere it does pop up that number.
And then, the next page simply kind of reiterates what we had on the previous page there about the salary, and that $100,000 figure is the figure for 2018 according to the formula. But well, did you say the mayor is not taking that salary right now?
Currently, no. So once this is put in place, he will get caught up.
Okay.
Whoever is in place.
But right now, the mayor's salary for this year is not $100,000.
It's $95,000.
It's $95,000 because the mayor
chose not to because of the new charter.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now, since we talked about the additional stipend, should I put a roll here up to $12,000?
I think we probably have some place in our minutes from the other meetings
what
that is.
Should I chart that up at the table?
Yeah. That,
especially for the public. I don't want the public to think that we didn't take in consideration that, not that we're calling it double dipping, but he's being compensated by outside agencies and commissions for the role that he serves on that.
Right.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And we also got the information on the other council members that were receiving compensation for sometimes attending meetings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how they were appointed.
Right. Right. Okay. So again, and then the health benefits information is the same. The auto allowance information is the same.
Would it be helpful to add that chart of, you know, what potentially the mayor was assigned to the outside?
Oh, that we had that table?
That table.
That
we did right after the slide about the constant benefits that goes from that chart. That's, hey, okay, you know, then it goes into your...
That's probably,
hey,
yeah.
There's some additional
and then you,
up to...
Yeah.
So
I would do it after this page.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, after this.
After
okay.
this page. Let's
all right.
walk
yeah.
through these and then say, in
after
addition
the
to
go.
This
yeah.
static
uh-huh.
amount.
Right, right.
Uh-huh.
Here's
so
the additional. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's where those are coming from. So if one of those is eliminated, that's not on us. This is his base.
Right.
Here's his bonuses.
Table
and we had a table like that.
Yes,
that
we do. For both
kind
council
of everybody,
and mayor.
Yeah,
right.
My
yeah.
council and mayor.
So we
right.
could split that just with mayor, and then we'll get into the council, so
okay.
the council could add that too.
Okay. So now what, we're moving on to the city council?
Yes.
Summary? Okay. And there we can mention that we had data on 12 nearby cities,
mm-hmm.
9 of which are general law cities and 3 of which are charter cities. And we looked at the annual salaries in each of those cities, their benefits, population, median household income, and this is where we saw that particularly for the annual salary that we were way below and have been since, is it 1955?
Yes,
that's,
we have
that's,
1955.
That it's been $600 a year since 1955. And so we have an enormous difference. And that was really, I think, the basis, you know, for the committee concluding that there needed to be a substantial increase in the mayor's salary. City council salary.
Mm-hmm.
Along those lines, we came up with, we looked at the range of salary. We came up with kind of a ballpark figure of $14,000 for
mm-hmm.
right now. That is close to the average of the cities and very similar to the city of Fontana and the city of Rialto and Moreno Valley, for
mm-hmm.
example. But again, there's differences across the cities. When we looked at the benefits, we saw that the city's benefits were a bit higher on average, $22,500 versus $19,500. And one of the things that we realized there was that in examining all of the data that we have, we don't have that. Well, as a component of that, we did find that the monthly auto allowance for the city of San Bernardino was higher than each of the 12 comparison cities. And we wondered, maybe, we kind of thought that maybe the reason our car allowance was so much higher is because we had a ridiculously low salary level because it was set, couldn't be set in the charter and couldn't be set changed without a vote of the people. So we wondered if gradually the auto allowance was increased to compensate for the fact that, that the salary was stuck at $600 a year for more than 60 years. Mm-hmm. Which sounds kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. I guess I should say, which sounds kind of crazy. Anyway, so that was kind of the basis of our study about the salaries and the benefits. And even though the benefits on average in San Bernardino were a bit higher than the average of the 12 cities, when you consider total compensation, that is the salary plus the benefits, the city is at $23,100, whereas the average for those other 12 cities is $34,452. So we felt that that compensation needed to be brought up to someplace around the average of those 12 cities. Again, partly maybe just out of fairness, but also to make sure that we're not discouraging capable people from running for the council, and also for adequately compensating council members to a degree that's similar to compensation in our nearby cities. So based on that, we came up with after going around the table and everyone having their point of view, the committee came up with a figure of $14,000. Seems sensible given the average salary in our surrounding cities, and it just kind of turned out to be about 1/7 of the mayor's salary. Mm-hmm. Although we were not recommending that the council's salary should always be, say, 1/7, but the $14,000 figure seemed reasonable to us.
Tom, would we be just as well off if we didn't mention that 1/7? Because it's not going to affect anything ever.
Well, that's up. I mean, I guess that's up to the group. We did mention that in our deliberations. You know, we initially, Peggy, you had an initial motion where you mentioned that 1/7. Then we had a discussion. And then you amended the motion that to say it's about 1/7, but we're not saying it should be 1/7. We're saying it should be 14,000, and future committees, they can look at the evidence that's available to them and decide what's reasonable. So I don't, what is your sentiment?
I think that the 1/7 statement also shows that we gave consideration to more than just the other 12
and
cities.
Just looking at the average.
Right.
Okay.
So
yeah.
That's an important thing too.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I think that was important because we were looking at other jurisdictions that do not have 7 elected council members. They have 5 elected council members. And so we were really looking at the size of our city, the responsibilities of our elected officials. And then it just justified itself out. So I'm with you. Charlene, I'm with you. Yeah. But Thomas, I also like the fact that we are not adjusting, there's not an adjustment to the council's salary as
okay,
there is,
and I should mention that too. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
There's not
right.
a
okay.
cost of living or increase
yes.
to that.
Right.
This is going to take another group of folk to come in here and change that. Make sure we're all.
And then we basically, we felt that the benefits, mm-hmm. health benefits package, should continue to be equivalent to what the management employees receive, but that the auto allowance should be reduced to $500 a month.
So just note that the employee health and contribution does adjust. So, and so as long as whatever is tied to the management, it gets adjusted and increased.
Totally understand.
Okay, so the only, when we're saying that there's not an automatic adjustment, that just pertains to the salary.
Right.
Okay, all right. And then kind of summarizing, I guess, on the next page, there's the salary. We've talked about that and the health benefits. With a $500 monthly allowance for auto, that'd be $6,000 a year.
And I think it's important that you also mention this. Again, these are part-time positions. If they have a full-time position that affords them health benefits, that they could take the deferral.
Okay, so I should mention that deferred compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I should mention that, okay.
Again, for the public, I think they need to understand that we really looked at everything here.
That's a good point, yeah. So it's not just a presentation to the mayor and the council.
Right.
It's for the community.
Right. Of why we do these things, and I think that's important. If you're sitting on your couch going, I'm going to run.
And I'd like to also say that it was important to me to know that even though we were reducing their auto allowance, they still had another option.
Right, I think that's important to say that too.
Okay, and that other option is they could use a pool car. Okay. So I could say it's reduced to $500 a month, but of course council members have the option of instead using a pool car.
Assigned vehicle.
Okay, what's it called, an assigned
vehicle? Assigned vehicle.
Okay.
Pool cars
better.
Okay. This sounds like
you're
swimming
out. With the option of using a
pool car. That one.
Okay. And so with the $14,000 salary, the health benefits contribution of $14,340 and a $6,000 annual monthly car allowance, I'm sorry, annual, $6,000 annual car allowance, that would bring the total compensation for council members up to $34,340. And the average of the 12 nearby cities is essentially the same. It's $34,452. It's so our recommendation turns out to be right at the average, $112 less, but substantially more than what the compensation is current. And in making these recommendations, again, our focus is on compensating these elected officials well enough that we're not discouraging people from applying. I hope that we get a diverse talent pool and that we kind of adequately compensate people for the service that they're providing to the city.
I think this last page needs to be presented by you.
Yes, fiscal impact.
Yeah.
Oh, fiscal,
yes.
Okay.
Again, this is where I see people can be done.
Right. Okay.
And I'll note that our Board of Director of Finance will be there just in case they ask the question, and I will give them a heads up.
Okay.
To prepare. But I, after the chart for the City Council, we'll also include the additional assignments table.
Yeah.
So that way, you can, just like the additional assignments, if they're assigned, they could be compensated for other assignments.
For the meetings?
Right,
yes,
right.
Yes.
So after the overall compensation,
As with the mayor, there is an assigned position to an outside agency or commission, that stipends are provided by that agency.
Right.
For our elected officials. But this one, this fiscal impact, I don't think it's appropriate that Thomas takes this
and
has to be a director.
Good point.
Then I'll just put a cover page. Okay, turn it over back to the city.
Right.
City staff.
Okay.
All right.
And so then the way this works, Helen, then there will probably be some questions from council members and maybe from the public,
Yeah, okay.
I would imagine the council probably will ask as their, with your
presentation. Okay.
And
well,
may, that, that may happen. It depends on how they may listen to hold. They're going to ask at the end, but it depends.
Okay.
We just
sure,
have to read
fine.
How
okay,
things go.
Mm-hmm. But since this is first, after consent,
shouldn't be.
We'll be in a better mood or
please, have you all been watching City Council?
Oh, yes.
They start going at each other and censoring each other and all this other stuff. By the time, come on, you council member, you know this, by the time we get into hour two, we're starting to get
tough.
Starting to look ugly.
So Helen, what time should we be there?
I would encourage to be there by 5:30.
Be there by 5:30?
Uh-huh. 5:36 or
6 o'clock. It starts at 5 there, right?
Starts at 5, but then I don't know, depending how fast.
Sure.
It's pretty, they can be really fast with the consent item. They're like, okay, I'll go through,
okay.
Then they go into
I'll be there 5 because just in case something doesn't.
But I could try to get, once the agenda is finalized, I can find out the city manager's office as far as to know about how long we'll get to that item, and I can send something out to the commissioner. So that way, it gives you an idea.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be a tour where you're just seeing through
right.
And, you know,
okay.
You're better to manage your time that way. So well, let me find out exactly how the agenda is going to look like.
Is there more discussion on this? Do we have, like, this is an agenda item? Do we have to approve that? Or
no, it's just for your review.
Just for
I know.
Review. Okay.
Right, because right now, I know I've had legal look at it. Right now, it's in the city manager's queue to look at, to finalize everything before it gets agendized this week for next week. So if there's, if there's change, it might be minor, but I'll probably send you the final before it gets recognized, or once it's agendized, sending you out, hey, this is what's going to be presented or agendized, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Thank you to you and your staff. You guys did it.
No, this is a great group of folks. Thank you.
Are we going to recommend you get a pay raise?
Oh, no. She just says, don't touch my car.
She's like, I don't
care about the pay raise, don't touch my car.
We'll have to elect her
first. Okay.
So are we ready to adjourn? Is that right?
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Juan, I don't want to put you on the spot, but where was your uncomfortableness on not voting in concurrence?
For the council?
Yeah.
I wanted it to be more attached to, in fact, I'm not even opposed to the reduction of, it wasn't even for that.
Okay.
That's not the reason why. I thought that it should be more attached to the household income of the city, of the people that they represent.
Interesting.
So that it provides some kind of an incentive to better the city so that, you know, certain council members don't export bad ideas to other wards. It holds them accountable at some level as far as if the city starts doing better, then their pay would reflect that. If it does worse, then it would reflect that as well. So
mm-hmm.
that's where I was coming from. And then I don't think it was ultimately attached to the mayor's salary, but I'm trying to remember how we ultimately came to the decision of the 14. I know that we moved some numbers around. I also disagreed with it because if it was compared to the mayor's salary, I had already disagreed with how the mayor's salary came to that conclusion. So just by, if you follow that linear logic, that's why I disagreed with it. But mostly because I wanted to see the city council's salary tied to the community, and that's why I
with our median household, our median income per household is so much lower, significantly lower than any other
city. So it would show that there's room for improvement. When you look at other communities, you don't even have to go to Los Angeles.
No, you just have to go
just
to
right
just
here,
go to
next
bordering city. Yeah,
right here, bordering city. Obviously, we can do better as a city.
Yeah.
We can. And I felt that if we somehow tie it to the community, and bettering it, then their pay should reflect that as well.
But if you look at that, I mean, we really would have had their pay back down to around 250. Because we're, you know, 40,000 compared to other cities, and we're down a third of what other cities.
Now, I'm not saying that it should have been equal to what the actual median household income is. My argument would have been for a percentage of it.
Okay.
And it could have very well equaled 14,000. That would have been fine with me.
Right.
But what would have been that percentage? So that if all of a sudden, let's say, city of San Bernardino is booming all of a sudden, mm-hmm. and now the income, the average income goes up, mm-hmm. then I think their hard work should be compensated for that. So that's why I voted no.
You know, I was thinking about that, you know, some of those income-related issues too.
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, I hear that point of view. I also thought there might be a case that could be made at the opposite. Maybe it's a tougher job in the city of San Bernardino than in some of these other communities. The other thing is, when I think of like Fontana, whose average household income is a lot higher than ours now,
mm-hmm.
and even Victorville. All right.
Yeah,
I wonder.
Remember what Fontana used to be.
I wonder if a lot of that has to do with the fact that there's so much more new housing in Fontana, okay, and in most of these other communities than in San Bernardino.
Yes.
Because you think of like North Fontana. All of those homes cost $400,000-$600,000 at least, and the people living in them must have higher incomes. I mean, I've wondered, thinking about this, partly just being an economist. I mean, I think one of the things we need to do is build up our housing stock here. Now, I'm not saying it's that easy, but if every other community's done it around here, we should be building more new homes.
The flip side to that, though, is who controls your elected officials. In the city that I currently represent folks, the elected officials are controlled by the developers.
Yeah, there's always that. I mean, it's a complicated kind of thing.
Not by the constituency.
You know, it's a complicated thing. But, yeah, when I looked at that household income data initially, I thought,
It was interesting.
Yeah, great.
No, it's interesting.
Not that it's interesting.
I was,
yeah.
No, it was important. We all walked out. I don't know who I jumped in the elevator with.
Yeah.
Damn, why did you vote again? What's up?
We could have had another discussion.
I was chasing you out the parking lot. Like, seriously, dude, why?
And we voted you. We voted you off the island.
We did.
I saw which way the tides were coming.
No, I think that was good. That was very helpful.
No, and I would hate to, I would, if somebody asked that, like, why wasn't it unanimous, we could say that we just had a very healthy discussion. We had, you know, really great folks sitting on this committee who came with diverse opinions on this and looked at every nuance. I mean, I want to say to my fellow commissioners, you know, we covered everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud. I mean, you said we're proud of the work you all did, but I'm proud of the work we all did. So, Thomas, your leadership was...
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's been a group effort, and mm-hmm. everybody came to every meeting,
yeah.
everybody was prepared, had things to say, and it's been, I think...
And I'm so glad that even though she's not here today, that we were able to have Christina here,
yes.
so that
yeah.
every elected official was represented
yeah.
also.
Right. And that first meeting that she came to... She had already even, you know, she had
she
read the packet, even though
it.
She was, you know, she didn't
yes.
say, well, I'm just, anyway.
Yep.
So do we need to do anything else? Do we?
No,
just
adjourn.
Okay. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
I so make a motion.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Nice
job, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take the fifth.
Yes.
Yes.